respect and the trust of your department. I know you have earned the respect and the trust of the governing body. And I know the community is counting on you, and we are so happy for you.
Thank you.
So I don't know if you want to say a few words?
I have a few words to say.
Would you like to do the oath first?
You can do the oath first, that's fine, come over there.
Yeah, do you have a, who'd like to, who's going to be?
I want to hear, I have to start the meeting first.
Oh, we have to start.
We were doing commercials.
Okay.
We have to make this official.
How about we all start with a salute to the flag? I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 7th, 2019. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting are provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Council members Birdsall.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Kelly. Lexstein.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
Okay. Now we are able to administer the oath of office to Chief of Police Brett Friedman.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey and I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and to the governments established in the United States and in this state under the authority of people I do further solemnly swear, that I will impartially, and justly, perform all the duties, of the office of police chief, according to the best of my ability. So help me God.
I just want to thank everybody for coming tonight. I know it's hot up here. I'll make this quick. All right, I want to thank Mayor Long.
Where'd she go?
Go here.
Medina has been with me for a long time. She's been with me through most of my promotions. She's seen the ups and downs. We've had some good issues. We've had some not so good issues. But through all the stuff, she's always been there. And I thank you for everything you've done, Dina. I'm honored that you would be doing this tonight for me. I wouldn't want to have it any other way. So again, Dina, thank you very much. You can be great. And I would like to thank Charlie Ray. Charlie, being head of the Public Safety Committee, it's great. All your hard work has paid off. Your PD will make you proud. All the people on the Public Safety Committee, we look forward to talking to you. We like having coffee with you. We'd like to see you drive around in your van all the time. It's so good that you're always there. We wouldn't want it any other way. I was told you it was your father who was appointing me as patrolman, and I'm honored to have you here tonight. So thank you again. Okay, I thank Councilman Lexstein, John Schwartz, Brian Kelly, who can't make it today. I already thanked Joe Veruni, Kevin, everybody, thank you again. And Jack Heeler. Jack, you've been great to me. I appreciate everything you've done. I'm glad that you're here tonight, too. I want to thank my wife, Tracy. I know I've been a pain in the ass. Mean, miserable, but thank you. That's what you got. I'm married. I work on nights, weekends, holidays. So I have to find an excuse why I can't work Monday through Friday 8 to 4 now. I have another story I want to say to you. I also want to thank my dad, my mom, Ron, Eileen, my brother Casey, all my family that's here tonight. Thank you for everything. You're great. I couldn't do all this stuff without you. Thank you again, Uncle Marty. Thank you just for being here. Okay. I also wanted one other story. How I started back in 1989, I was working at Surfside Marina down the street. I was just going to college over at Monmouth, and I was getting laid off for the winter. So my next door neighbor was Reed Murphy, and Reed said,
poor kid.
Reed said, what are you doing? This is the truth. Reed says, what are you doing now? I said, I'm not doing anything. He goes, go over to the police station and we'll get you a job to dispatcher with Chief Johnson. I said, okay. Well, Reed actually kept his word. I got the job, and the rest is history. So, Reed, you came through for me many years ago. I owe you that. I thank you for just giving me that quick nudge and saying go over to see Chief Johnson, and I appreciate it. And he said okay. It was also okay for Christy, too. So she said give me a thumbs up. Thank you very much. I look around and I see so many friends that have showed up tonight. People that I haven't seen in years, people that I love talking to, just a lot of great, great faces who just have been rocks in my life. I want to thank everybody who came out. I appreciate it. I do have one issue, though. I do not have enough PPA cards for everybody. I will try to get some more, but I have definitely... I definitely do not have enough PPA cards to go around. So, some more people I want to thank. I need to thank everybody down at Borough Hall, Michelle, Chris Pfeiffer, who every day I walk into that office, I say, Chris, what do you need from us today? Every day I sit there, what can we do for you? Michelle, just everybody down there. I need to thank Trisha Spar. Where's Trisha? Trisha, thank you very much. You've been giving me the best advice ever. You, when I walk in, your eyes say it all. You're in a good mood, you're in a bad mood. If you need to tell me something, I just need that one look in your eye, and it's done with. I want to thank you, Trisha. There was times where I said, oh, I don't know about this, and she said, Brett, do this, this, and this, and I listened to you. And Trisha, I thank you, I owe you. I also need to thank Christy. Christy, you've been at the police station with me since the beginning. You're at Borough Hall now. Every day you've been great when I go into that place. Whatever we have to do together, we just get it done. I appreciate everything you've done. You're part of this department. You'll always be part of our Seabike Police Department. I thank you, and I also thank your husband too. You guys have been great to me. So thank you, both you guys. Awesome, okay? And I do mean that. Did I forget anybody else yet? To my police department, and I mean this the most, the only reason why I'm up here today and I'm getting this kind of attention, this kind of applause, is not because of me, it's because of you guys. I can't do my job without you. If you don't do your job, being the best leader in the world doesn't make a difference. You guys keep me together. You guys, I trust you guys, I count on all you guys. I count on the people before me that taught me. I thank Chief Johnson for hiring me. I thank Chief Moore, I thank Chief Sorrentino. I thank all the people before me, but I especially thank you guys. We have good times, we have bad times, we yell, but I know when I walk out that door, I can trust all you guys, and I cannot do my job without you guys doing your job. So guys, thank you very, very, very much. Wrap this up because it is hot in here. So in conclusion, I want to thank everybody, Mayor and Council, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me this opportunity to lead this town, lead this department. I want to let you know that my office door is always open. Unless you get a parking ticket, I don't want to. thank you again. Thank you, everybody, for coming tonight. I appreciate it.
I just want to acknowledge, we have our people here.
Yes.
Assemblywoman
Serena DeMasso is here. She came for, I think, for swearing in.
I just want to congratulate, I shook your hand on the way in, but I didn't say congratulations because it didn't happen yet, so congratulations. I don't want to jinx you, but it's always like coming home when you come to see Bright, and the room being this crowded, for this wonderful man, for this police department, it's just the epitome of what Seabright is and who you all are. Little bit about me: my dad was a police officer, my sister's a New York City police captain, so I literally time I hear there's somebody being sworn in, I'm there. So when Dan texted me at 5 o'clock on my way home from Trenton, I'm leaving tomorrow morning for Aruba at 6 a.m. I need to talk to make sure.
Unless you'd like to stay for our council meeting. Yeah.
Okay, I'll pause.
Next up, remarks from the audience. Hi, Heather.
Well, what I can tell you is my partner, who's handling that, has conveyed to me that he was waiting to hear back from her attorney about actions they were taking to come into compliance with the agreement, and has not heard back. So at this point, he's going to go forward and pursue all legal remedies for not complying with that agreement.
Is there a time frame?
I believe within 2 weeks we'll know. Yes.
Okay. I can ask Joe Bruni to get in touch with you with any new developments so that you don't have to give up a Tuesday night to come out. Although we certainly welcome you to come.
Sure. Yeah. I'm happy to be here. Happy to hear from Joe.
I can just add one thing, and I don't know if Rich mentioned it. Thursday, there is a court hearing on the summonses that were issued and held in abeyance for the zoning violations over the summer in the parking lot. And Roger will be speaking with her attorney at that hearing. They were held in abeyance because there was an agreement made, and now the agreement has since, deadlines have been missed. So I'm not sure how the attorneys are going to approach that. But there is a hearing on Thursday in municipal court.
Terrific. All right, thank you for that. The second thing, really quickly, I wanted to talk about flooding and on Ocean Avenue and Long Beach. I had the pleasure of talking with the Girls Engineer just at the meeting 2 weeks ago. They asked if we had photographs of the flooding. I just brought one tonight. I have video, which is a lot better, more helpful for people to see. But this picture shows, and I'll bring it up to the council after, it's Ocean Avenue, it's flooded. There's a car driving on the splash pad, and you can see that there's a nice blue sky. So this is very typical. This is from a year ago, March 4th last year. But we have this very frequently. I have emails with the previous chief of police, Chief Sorrentino, about this issue. It's a public safety issue. It's an inconvenience. It's something that needs to be addressed. Basically what happens is when the high tide is very high, the water backs up from, it comes from downtown, backs up in the sewer system, and it floods Ocean Avenue where I live at 400, but it doesn't need to be doing that. Backflow devices could be put in. The state of New Jersey is a state highway. The state of New Jersey needs to take care of that. I'm very happy to help organize the citizens, if that would be helpful in North Beach, to sign petitions or send letters, to gather all our videos together. We have trouble making a movie with the cars heading towards each other on the splash pad and the jogger running by the side. I'm not kidding, I have video of that. It's a very dangerous situation and needs to be addressed. I get that there's more issues that go with that if you stop the water from flowing up Ocean Avenue than what's going to do downtown, but we can't ignore the problem where I live.
I think it's the outfall. I don't think it's not the downtown water that's coming up to you. The water actually hits you first. But you have outfalls. There's 63 outfalls, right, to the river, up and down Seabright. And so it seems that the problems are the outfalls in your block, 600 block, 900 block, and then further, you know, in the south. Like, we've identified the problem areas. We previously applied for hazard mitigation grants to deal with these outfalls. We were denied in the last round, but at least we've identified which ones are the critical ones to deal with first in terms of what the solution is. Unfortunately, Brian Kelly, who chairs flood control, is not here to speak to that directly.
I believe the one that specifically is at the 400 block there has been, we have approached the state about that. Dave Barley has talked to the state about that. State is aware of it, they're just not doing it.
Right in right now.
Well, I mean, the way that my family has to plan our life is when there's going to be a really high tide, we have to decide, can we leave the house or can we not leave the house?
No,
there's been times when the police close Ocean Avenue down, come home with my kids from like we went to see a play or something, and you can't come home because the road is flooded and we're not allowed to come home. It's not cool. If there was a fire or something, like, how are the emergency vehicles going to get through to us? So
I think everybody's experiencing what you're experiencing. Like, if you live downtown, anybody who lives downtown knows exactly what you're talking about. And people who live in the area by Imbri Place, by the marina right there, that floods out as well. So you're not the only one dealing with the nuisance and the public safety problem.
Right.
I think a fact of life of Seabright is we have to pay attention to the tide charts, especially when we're in storm season. The police are very good about sending out nixels when we are expecting the high tides. And then we're going to do the best we can. I'm not, if you have a solution for the how we can deal with it, and that's what I'm most interested in, because waiting on the state, we're just going to wait forever.
And if I could just add, the input is very valid. What has been described here tonight is valid, and it is the tidal influence backing up into the pipe. The backflow prevention valves, those control valves, are the solution in our opinion. In my recommendation is
that
is
the solution. Like we did on Church Street?
Like we did on Church Street. It's very effective. It is not a guarantee. However, it is very effective against this nuisance flooding due to high tide conditions. We did cross paths with the resident on our way out of the building after the last meeting. I just want to reassure you that we are engaging with the public, but only in an appropriate way. I did indicate you have to bring your input and your questions to the mayor and council. We are the agent that we are in touch with the DOT. We feel strongly that the DOT should be responsible for the remedy of the situation. We are constantly advocating on your behalf, the borough's behalf, with the DOT. They have not committed yet to do any one thing to solve the problem, but we do have their attention, and I will continue to report to you at each council meeting.
You're going to send them the evidence that you're getting from the residents?
Yes, I was going to ask if I can ask the resident to give me the photographs, email me the videos and things. We'll assemble it, and we'll use that as part of the submission to the DOT.
And I think that if there was a call for more photographs and videos from sort of the North Beach residents, I think you'd be able to gather tons of
I will reach out to you.
We put out a call to the residents. We received a bunch.
Can I just show you what the most important part of this picture is?
So we have previously submitted a lot.
The most important part of this picture is here. As you can see, her front wall, which means the river is not coming over the bulkhead and into Ocean Avenue, because her lawn is dry. It's definitely coming in.
Up through the pipe.
Right. Because the DOT seems to have it in their head that this is a perfect picture, because this shows that that river is not going over and into, it's coming up through the drains.
So like downtown on some of the like on Church Street, which is like a borough street, we did a test, right? We put this backflow prevention, so it's like a stopper in the on the outflow pipe, right? And it seems to be, it's not foolproof, but it seems to be working with some of the nuisance flooding, because Church Street was flooding all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than nuisance, because it's a total safety issue.
My suggestion is, if it wasn't that expensive, so if we can't get the state's attention, is that something that we could do ourselves?
I don't think we can, because it's a state-owned property. Right. That outfall is state-owned, so I don't think we have jurisdiction to do anything.
But not all of them are. T&M, Jackie has the easement for all, had the easement for all 63.
I believe if the borough is willing to purchase and install, even if it is determined that it's a state pipe, I believe we can have an agreement with the state to do the job they really should be doing. I don't see that they would.
I wish Brian was here.
What legal matters?
Capital plan.
Yeah. What legal matters would we have to then get the reimbursement from the state if we put it in?
Reimbursement. Well, we're going to try to
get if we do the work and put it in, the state's not doing it.
Let Brian try to get him to pay for it first. And if that doesn't work, then we'll clamor. And if that doesn't work, we'll put in the capital plan.
Yeah, because I mean, the one that she's was talking about, Charlie has brought up numerous times, and it is definitely an issue. We have the same issue down by Edgewater, down that way. Same issues down that side, too. It comes up through the pipe, and it floods the street before it floods anything else. So it's on both ends of town. We have the same issue. Downtown's downtown. So we have no way to do that. Yeah, but those two areas.
But it's new. I mean, this is a new flooding pattern. It never flooded like that before. Sandy.
It's been since Sandy.
I'm with you.
I don't believe that pipe was ever cleaned out since Sandy. So I think it's. And Charlie, you could speak for this too. I believe you sent somebody down the pipe to look at it.
Yeah, DOT's been cleaning them. Didn't you see him working?
They've been working, but I don't know.
You need that valve. But to your point, the people living opposite the surf ride were having a problem. They installed their own pump, and the DOT came in and said, take the pump out.
Exactly.
That didn't happen.
Well, I'm very happy to help as a resident to advocate for this to be fixed however I can. I'm happy to write letters. I'm happy to call news agencies, whatever I can do to help.
I think all that stuff works, because the DOT will sit on their butts.
They
got too many other projects that are way more important than us. So
squeaky
the more letters you go, the better I think it is. And talk to as many papers as you want, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, and the one thing, just to reassure you, that we do have firefighting equipment that's equipped to go through floodwater. We actually do have a pumper truck that's a flood truck.
Well, that's good.
So if you needed a rescue or a fire responded to, even in a high water situation, our fire rescue would be able to get to you.
Great, that's good to know, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Linda.
Hello, everyone. I'm here again to support Councilman Weinstein that we maintain the borough pool property for children.
Can I ask you a question, Linda?
Yes.
Are you under some perception that we're not going to support my a recommendation that we keep that for the children, because you've mentioned it twice now?
I just want to assure that that's the case.
Okay.
Because I think that's really...
I mean, I definitely appreciate your support, but I've not heard anyone up here who's even remotely indicated that that's not going to happen. So I was curious whether you've heard a rumor that that's not happening?
No, I just want to support you in that, because I think that's a wonderful thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because if there is a rumor, we'd like to hear it. So we can make it.
Jose, there's been no discussion at all
about anything
with that
other
property.
Than that.
Right, giving it back, giving the gym back. That's how I understand it.
No, absolutely. I haven't heard a single person say anything otherwise, which is why I'm wondering if there's something else that's driving your comment. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, Janet.
Hey, Janet Henschel, East Church Street. I have a couple of questions. I'd like to know how long after a CO is issued do we start taxing the improvement? You build the house, you get a CO. How does it take, a week, a year, a month?
It should happen once our tax assessor gets the final CO, he will send out the company or do it himself, Realty Appraisals. Then it's what's called an added assessment. It won't be on the tax rolls that you look up. It's an added assessment. Okay. And then it will be on the following year's tax rolls.
Okay. And I'm only asking because as of Friday, March 1st, our tax assessor had no idea that a resident on Ocean Avenue has had a CO and has been living there since September. So we lost revenue. That's a half year revenue on one of these huge Ocean Avenue homes, and he had no clue that they had a CO.
He gets the final CO from the building department. So maybe one fell through the cracks, I don't know. What's the address?
It was the 600 block.
I'm sorry?
600 block.
Of Ocean.
Was it a temporary CO? Are they living there with a temporary?
Maybe you can reside there under a temporary CO.
Yeah, but that's not what the resident said. So he has a CO and him and his family have been living there since September.
I'll check into it.
All right, I'm just curious. And then once renovation is approved, is there a time limit? Like say I come for a permit to build a house, and you say, sure, everything's approved. Is there a time limit for me to get a CO? Can I wait 2 years? Because there are people that never go for the CO, and they're already coming their homes. So we're not getting that tax revenue either.
They should. Ultimately, I know Karen, ultimately, if there's no work continuing on the property, in the old days, they used to keep one toilet out of the house or something like that. That doesn't work anymore. So there's they usually use, if an inactive permit is there for some time, they'll send it over to Tim and it ought to be closed out.
So like 2 years would be excessive?
2 years would be excessive.
Okay.
I thought it was 1 year.
A permit's good for 1 year, and then you can have it extended.
Okay, all right. And my last question is, when the borough does the final inspection for CO, whoever does it, do they carry or review beforehand the approved plans? Like say, you're doing the inspection, you want to get the CO, and this house put in for approval to have a one-car garage, but you have a two-car garage. Mm-hmm. Are they checking your height is good, your setbacks are right?
You need a final certificate, elevation certificate on height, that the homeowner surveyor has to provide us. We don't have a surveyor, we don't go measure it.
Okay.
But we ultimately do go in, and then the engineers go in and do a final grading certification on the property to make sure it's graded properly, and then they notify Karen, the Berardino over in the building department, and then she sends it over to Tim.
But it just seems, and I'm not going to point anybody out, but it seems that people get approved for one thing, build something else, and nobody questions it. But second stories over garages, that wasn't on the plan, but yet there it is. Or, third bathroom, which only put in for two. Yeah, I'm just...
If that comes in, report to code enforcement, and code enforcement should take care of it. And if you report to code enforcement and code enforcement doesn't take care of it, then tell us, and we'll make sure code enforcement does.
Okay, because if they went to the planning board, then the planning board engineer does resolution compliance, right? They make sure that they comply with the resolution that was approved.
I mean, I can tell you I've been involved in situations, not in Seabright, but I've been involved in situations in other towns where we've made people take down second stories from their houses.
That's my question. Do we actually go and say, this is what you're approved for now, that we do the
problem is people who do work on their houses without getting any permits.
If they have approval, the building, the inspector, whether it be plumbing, one of the codes, goes in there and they're looking at a set of plans. They would be the first one to say, this
they
bathroom.
They would compare it to the plans, is what you're saying.
They're supposed to, yes. Right.
Yeah. They walk in there with a set of plans.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, John.
Yeah,
well,
do we have plans for the dunes in the future? Is there still alive? But most of the signs are buried now. Just curious. I know we had troubles in the state and Fish and Wildlife is what we could do.
Right, so our new Fish and Wildlife person is very strict. Yep. And whatever we're doing needs to get done within 2 weeks. Right, we used to have the number blocks, like 100 block, 200 block, those. Yeah, I think we need to get those back out there. And I'm not aware of any scheduled dune activity, but
I know Ira came in for a list of the people that donated. and got that list, but I don't, that's not exactly what you're talking
about. No, but like right now, the fencing behind the dunes is all down and things like that.
An anchorage area needs some attention. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Councilman, you got that? John?
That's right.
Okay, very good.
Potential on East Church Street. I have a question about the master plan. Has it been approved and signed off?
The master plan was adopted back in 2018, I think, or 17, yeah.
Okay. Also, the walkway on the ceiling, you had given prices on sealing it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that done, or?
I haven't seen any prices, but I know our public works was working with our special project coordinator to do that.
Because now, you know, I noticed that some of the cracks are the diamond ceiling wasn't that bad at all.
Well, they're talking about needing to caulk it and those kind of things to repair, yeah.
And one other thing, you know, this building is great, but I know there was an inspection on it, and I think there was some things that slipped through the cracks. And I have given you pictures last time, and some of them were repaired. But here are some of the things. If you want, I could walk you and show you where. This is just some that you can just see ground level.
Which you have to...
I could show you where...
I'd like to... We had a meeting with them, and they're waiting for weather permit to do it. It's got to be above 65 degrees for them to do the caulking, the resealing, and the painting. So a lot of these things, hopefully, are going to be caught, but yeah. we're well aware that some of the caulking jobs and the painting job needs to be done.
Yeah, some of the stuff is the second time around that I've noticed.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll bring that up at DPW and see where we sit with the seal.
Because if it was your house and a new house, you wouldn't accept it.
Okay? Yeah.
Great. Alright. So, moving on to our agenda. First, a consent agenda.
I'll move the consent agenda.
Second.
Councilman Bertzow?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Lexi?
Yes.
Councilman Reardon?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Next, we'll have an ordinance introduced by title, Ordinance Number 4-2019, amends and supplements the Code of Seabright, Chapter 57, Alcoholic Beverages. I need a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Does anybody wish to be heard on Ordinance Number 4?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Okay, Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Motion to adopt?
So moved.
Just one brief question.
Yes, Councilmember.
On paragraph 8, it says, no person shall consume or possess any alcohol beverage. Should there be the word in the open alcohol beverage? The word open be in there?
Oh, good catch. Is that covered in A? Or no?
It's really possession of any alcoholic. This was added so that this building can be used for affairs. Okay. So it's really.
I was wondering if the word should open to be in there or not, and the paragraph A.
Fee is about you can't drink in borough-owned buildings unless you had a permit.
Correct.
I don't think you change. This is an existing ordinance, is it not?
Yes, yeah, so we added. And we added. That's the paragraph we technically added, correct, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
So that if somebody wanted to have an affair in here, they can have an affair with a permit from you guys.
But I'm just concerned. Somebody came in and had a six pack in a bag.
That would be me.
As opposed to, you know, not
being open.
Well, they wouldn't have permission.
Right, you can't answer whether it's open or not if you have permit from the mayor.
Correct.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, so it doesn't mean to say open. I agree.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, and seconded?
Second.
All right, roll call. Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, new business? Dr. Kennedy?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Okay. Excuse me. Councilman Birdsall?
Yes.
Councilman Keeler?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Councilman Rooney?
Yes.
Councilman Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay. We have a closed session listed, but closed session is not required.
No items. None of them.
All right. I take the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
I do have anything I want.